The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, this is no secret. If you want to influence an individual's life, get them young. We've known this in the Christian community forever. That's why we have Sunday school. We want to indoctrinate. And no, that's not a bad word. Indoctrination is not a bad word if what is being taught is truth. We want to indoctrinate our kids early. And statistics show that after the age of about 12, every year after that, the likelihood that an individual will trust Jesus Christ as personal Savior goes down every year after that. The overwhelming majority of people who get saved are saved as a child or early teens. We know that. That's not a secret. That's why churches, those of you young whippersnappers, you don't remember the days of the bus ministries. You know, the church that where Joy and I got married, Joy's home church, Canton Baptist Temple, one time, if I remember correctly, they had 62 buses, 62 of them. And they had bus routes when Joy and I were in New Philadelphia, Ohio, and we were involved in youth and music. I was also the bus director when we were in Wichita, Kansas, many years ago. I was also the bus director there. And in Wichita, we had 15 buses. And I was the bus director. And we brought in hundreds of kids every Sunday. So this is not a secret. It is important to get into the minds of young people the truth. So that we don't make any bones about that. We don't apologize for that. We in the evangelical Christian community, we stress reaching children. That's why we have Vacation Bible School every year. That's why we have youth camps, summer camps. Okay, so I just want to lay that down as a fact. Well, the left understands that as well. The secular and in many cases, evil left knows that as well. If they can get the minds and the hearts of kids, there's a good chance they will keep them. And by the way, that's why the left has worked so unbelievably hard to get control of America's education system. And it's not a secret that the liberal left has an absolute, almost totalitarian stranglehold on the American educational system. Almost every public teacher in America is a member of the teachers union. What do we know about the teachers union? Number one, it's the largest union in America. And number two, it is one of the most liberal, it is one of the most far left unions in all of America. Now, where do all those teachers come from? The overwhelming majority come from secular colleges and universities. That's where they get their degrees. That's where they get their teacher training. What do we know about the overwhelming majority of America's secular colleges and universities? They are completely controlled by the far liberal left. The left has worked unmercifully to gain control of America's education system because, as you know, children are in school longer than they are with their parents. Because in the evening, the kids are watching TV, they're playing video games, the parents are doing this, parents, but they're in school 6 to 7 hours sitting in a classroom listening, for the most part, to a far-left liberal teacher indoctrinating them in a worldview that is the opposite of a traditional American worldview and a traditional biblical view. Said all that to get to this. Here is the story out of New York. The Sesame Workshop, formerly known as the Children's Television Workshop, announced that its flagship program, Sesame Street, will feature its first transgender character. The character, who only has a project name of Brunny, I don't know whether it's Brunny or Bruni, I think it's Brunny, at the time of this writing, will join Elmo and the rest of the Sesame Street characters to discuss important issues of the day, according to staff writers. You ready for this? I'm quoting. Sesame Street has a long commitment to multiculturalism and diversity, said Sesame Workshop Director of Communication Bethany Milbright, reading from a prepared statement. Quote, so as you might imagine, adding a transgender character to our huge cast of diverse Muppets was a no-brainer. We understand that there will be some who don't understand this addition, but did you notice that? It didn't say some will be opposed. It says some won't understand. So in other words, it's not that you oppose it. You're just dumb and ignorant and you just don't understand. Because if you understood, if you were enlightened, well, then you would welcome this transgender character. All right, back. We understand that there will be some who don't understand this addition, but Sesame Street has long been a vanguard of children's television, and we believe history is on our side. Excuse me? Okay, let's look at history. Let's look at the long history of the human race. If you're a Bible-believing Christian, you believe that's about 6,000 years. If you are a secularist like the people at Sesame Street, then you know that civilization goes back 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 years. All right, so let's look at the history of humanity. How long have we had transgenderism in light of the history of mankind? Last 10 years. So out of either somewhere between 6,000 and 100 or 200,000 years, transgenderism has come about in the last 10. And yet you have Sesame Street saying, history is on our side. Let me continue. According to a draft sketch of the new and arguably controversial character, Brunny will be a bunny-like animal. Cuddly, cute, adorable, acceptable, relatable. Who could dislike a bunny? Brunny will be a bunny-like animal who spent its formidable years being homeless, but through the help of others managed to get back on track. Brunny will be large and second only in size to Big Bird. Well, not everybody is supporting this. In fact, a Republican representative from Missouri says this, quote, it justifies common sense, said Missouri Republican Vicky Hartzler, who represents the state's 4th district, and has proposed several anti-LGBT laws. Quote, it's like allowing a 3-year-old to drive a car. If we allow a transgender puppet to be in front of our children every day, they're going to begin to think that's normal. And we all know this is a part of the gay agenda. You know how this falls into place. If you just care about somebody and have a committed relationship, why not allow one man and two women or three women to marry? Why not allow an uncle to marry his niece? Why not allow a 50-year-old man to marry a 12-year-old girl if they love each other? And allowing this thing onto Sesame Street is just a way of creeping this agenda into the commonplace. Well, here, Missouri Representative, Republican Representative Vicki Hartzler. Yep, they want your kids early. So do we. We are locked in a battle for the minds of our young people. Folks, be careful what your kids watch on TV, because they're being programmed. They are being intentionally programmed. Liberal left has an agenda. And we do too on our side. Let's just not be ignorant. Know what your kids are watching.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live, and on a Friday. I haven't pushed real hard for phone calls today, but boy, the phones are a little cold. Usually on Friday, even if I don't encourage phone calls, we'll have several. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Do I have things to talk about? I'm a Baptist preacher. What do you mean, do I have things to talk about? Of course I do. But I'd love to hear from you as well. I would love to hear your thoughts on the impeachment thing. Like it? Don't like it? Fair? Unfair? All kinds of things going on in the news. The Israeli peace plan. There are a lot of people who have very strong opinions about this proposed Israeli peace plan proposed by President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu. A lot of things going on. And I would love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. And a reminder, Facebook. My Facebook page is Bob Burney Live. You got to add the live on the end. And Burney is B-U-R-N-E-Y. Bob Burney Live. Pull that up on Facebook. When the page pops up, just hit like. And you'll become a part of the family. And on Twitter, at Bob Burney Live. That's my handle, at Bob Burney Live. If you want to check out the stories that I discuss, almost all of them are posted immediately by Jeff. Jeff does a phenomenal job of pushing the buttons, answering the phones, and updating the Facebook page and Twitter page. I don't know how he does it, but he does. And they are immediately available for you, so you can take a look at it yourself. And speaking of that, just real quick, since I gave you my email address, bob@bobtalk.com, the last 2 days, I just mentioned quickly some verses that Joy and I have put together that talk about who and what we are in Christ, our identity in Christ. So just verses, that's all. There's no commentary, just in Christ. And I have been overwhelmed and shocked at the response. Pleasantly so. I expected a few people, but I've just been overwhelmed with requests. And you have no idea how encouraging that is, because that tells me that people in my audience want to know about their identity in Christ. And there's nothing more important. There is nothing more important than to understand your identity in Christ. Change your life. Absolutely change your life. So anyway, I got several requests this morning. If you'd like those verses, I'll be happy to send them to you. Bob@bobtalk.com. Just ask for In Christ verses or Bible verses. If you say anything about Bible verses, I'll know what you mean. And several people have written just small notes about what WRFD has meant to them or what this program has meant to them. That is so unbelievably encouraging. If you want to add a note, that encourages all of us here about what the program has meant, what the programming on WFD, the other Bible teaching programs. Fine. You don't have to, though. You don't have to. If you would like a copy of those In Christ verses, send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com. And usually I can do it during the commercial breaks. I'll get it to you. And if you will meditate on those verses, they'll change your life. All right, it is Open Phone Friday, and we've got Jack in Worthington on the line. Hey, Jack, how are you today?
I'm doing real good because it looks like they'll probably have the vote tonight, and this stupid stuff the Democrats are bringing on is going to backfire on them. And I've been praying to the Lord, begging him that the Democrats will lose the election big time. In the Senate, the House, and the presidency this next election. It'll set them back 100 years.
Well, it does look like, in fact, they're in recess right now, and it looks like they are going to vote on whether they're going to accept more witnesses. If that vote, Mitch McConnell is going to put a vote on the floor to not have any further witnesses. If that passes, and right now it looks like it will, I mean, you never know, but it looks like that will pass, then if that passes, they could take a vote tonight, if not in the morning, straight up convict, acquit, and I don't think there's any doubt whatsoever that they're going to acquit the president. Are the Democrats going to stop complaining? Oh, no, are you kidding? But at least the legal portion will be over. So, Jack, I'll keep an eye on the monitor, and if anything new comes up on that, I will certainly pass it along. Good talk to you, Jack. Have a good weekend. All right, we will take a quick break at the top of the hour. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. What do you want to talk about? I'm here. Ready to talk, 877-262-5483.